Beginning the car and daf and the sechza by dessert daf ayin gimel. We begin on base. Gimel test master begins gemara. Chizki amay says yigdil be iser aser. If it increased in iser, then it's aser. Pirsh Rashi. Rashi explains kagoyin hayayin shel heta hayi bebar. So you had the kosher wine in the cistern. Ba'achkach nafal lab yayin nesach. And then afterwards the yayin nesach falls on it. The matzah min is minoy b'neir. So the wines find each other and awakens in it, and therefore it's going to be aser. Min higdil be iser. The last thing that increases the yayin nesach, and b'loshno it doesn't make a difference. Kinafla mayim tchila b'loshno b'sar, but it doesn't make a difference. The water fell in the beginning or at the end. The leimrin and roy nesach heter kila ena, because he doesn't hold that you say, oh, you view the permitted one as if it's not there. Vashar and the rest, which is the yayin nesach mayim rabin lab mabat, and they say that the water increases on it and is nullified. No, he doesn't hold of roin. El hayayin mitzchah b'lamina, rather the wine that's permitted connects to its same type. But now it's yayin nesach, and it's all considered yayin nesach. Oh, hashin now, but mayim shil about loy. Now it doesn't have a measurement of the water to nullify all of the wine together. However, yidil beheter. But if it increased permissibly, for example, shayayin nesach hayi bebar, the yayin nesach was in the cistern. Then menafel shem kitin shel mayim, and then fell in the flask of water, and then the kushnafel of hayayin shel heter. Then finally, the third thing to fall in is the kosher wine. Kvar nespatel yayin nesach b'mayim. The yayin nesach was really nullified in the water. Shemayim rabin nolav behed. The water has more as a majority. The gisa should really be yois levade when they were alone. And therefore became nullified. Once it's totally nullified, then it doesn't get reawakened when the next thing falls in. When the kosher wine falls in. That's Chizki. Rabbi Yechanan, he holds Igdil be Isser, namimutu. No, even if it increased be Isser, it's permitted. That is, Dvalayama mitzah matzah minas minim benoi. We don't say that, oh, it's going to find each other and it's going to awaken it. But, Vushinafalumayim tchilo, kibesh Rashi, but that's specifically the water fell in first. Then we say that okay, because would be asav mashu. No, the water was already there, and then okay, once it falls in after that, we don't say it's going to awaken it. Okay, but kasha, but says it's a difficult Rashi interpretation. The deichiku is pushing it. Chada, first of all, mashem and Rashi milsed Rabbi Yechanan that the Rashi explains Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Kishenafle mayim tchila, that it's specifically water falls in first. Then mekinen, that's the case. Avle lefarish, he should have explained that. Chizki doesn't differentiate and it doesn't make a difference. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it does. He should have specified that. But kasha, another difficulty is Chada Pirish just said explains higdil behetur. What does it mean? Increases behetur. Kugan shenafle yayin shel hetul b'sayiv is where the kosher wine falls in at the end. The lishna de kamar, but the wording that says yai nesach shnafel a bar, that the yai nesach fell into a cistern, mashmat sounds the iki yai shall have to be bar, that it's not stama bar, it's a cistern full of wine. The chimash balishna, like that said, the wording of the whole sugi sounds like in my hudale, like we brought previously the comment that we say hamara yai nesach mechabes la bar. When we say you're pouring yai nesach from a barrel to a cistern, it's a cistern full with kosher wine. But according to Rashi, there was no kosher wine in yet. What does it mean that increased be'isser kolayim? In other words, b'shal shenaf l'mayim l'bar, when the water fell into the cistern, ha'yikvar mu'ur b'yayin nesach b'yayin shel heter, that the kosher wine was already mixing with the non-kosher wine. That's what it means, higdilu ha'mayim, what's it mean, higdilu be'isser, higdilu ha'mayim be'isser, so that when the water fell in, it was increasing it, but it was already usser. Then we're going to say it's all going to be prohibited. The loyam aroy and I had to kill eino yivuhulu. You're not going to say that you view as if the kosher wine is not there, etc. Since it already became usser before the water ever fell in. Higdilu behetur. What's that? Kagoyin shenafel mayim shel heter tchila bebar. That first the water of heter fell in first in the pit. V'achkach yain shel iser, and then. So higdil behetur is with the water, all going in the water that was permissible first, and then fell in the yayin shel isser. Everything's going to be permitted. Kimisha batal because it's nullified. Dainu that it's shlohayi kvar neser, that it wasn't yet forbidden. Rabbi Yechelmi says higdil nami beisser, that it's also going to be okay. Meaning bein shenaflu mayim tchila bein lebesayiv, where the water falls in the beginning or at the end, but it's going to be permitted to isle rain. He holds of rain, so then you're going to view the kosher wine as if it's not there, and therefore the water is going to nullify the yayin nesach and make it okay. Next test master begin the words of Gemara, Shnei Kais, two cups. Says Tais Tame, it's a wonder. Lomali Salikas Minoi. Why do you have to say, oh, okay, let's make believe the Minoi is not there, and then the water is going to be a majority? I feel the Minoi, the Yayin Shel Chulin, you say, yay, Levat. What do you mean? The other wine of Chulin, don't make believe it's not there, actually will help to nullify. The Rabbi Yechon and Leslie Bimina Bimashu doesn't hold when it's the same type, which these two types of wine, one Chulin Chuma, that it's Asa Bimashu. El Tevel Bimashu. That's only by Tevel Bimashu. Chuma Nami Olibukov Alev, and Chuma is also also somebody that's nullifying the ratio of 101. So I'm in the bottle of the see, there is a nullification in its own type. So the wine of chul, let's keep it there and let it be used in the bittel. There doesn't have a ratio of 101. Therefore, would nullify, and therefore it would you have to make believe it's not there because the rest would combine with the truma wine. Next test, Matta begins with the Gemara, Chutz Metel V'Yayin Nesach, except for Tevel and Yayin Nesach, which, B'Huadin D'Mayim B'Mayim, same thing is, if let's say it's not just wine that's Nesach, but water that was poured for Nesach would also be B'Mashu, but those are the two halachas that we say is going to be according to him also B'Mashu. Next test, Matta begins the Gemara, Tevel Mai Tamayu, what's the reason of Tevel that that's also one of the two things that's also B'Mashu? Because they just like it's permissible. So to its issa, meaning maheter b'mashu, just like to permit tevel, it's even what a manin about kishmul, like Shmuel Dama Shmuel that he says, chita achetz pateres zekri, one kernel exempts the whole pile, v'chiecha d'choshu choshav atiroi, and they were just like a manin amount is significant to permit it, choshav namil also, it's significant to make the whole thing forbidden. So it says, the pateres one, because the hacha mashma, here it sounds like the time of the tevel b'mashu, that the reason why untapped produce forbids even the manin amount, the keter, kach yisrael, like our demaskal is going on, because just like it permits us our prohibits. B'yishama kama, however, the yishama said the time of the reason b'shem the tevel yishlam etirin, because tevel has permitted, because you could just type it, I'll be permitted. But chodav yishlam etirin, anything that's permitted, a filibah elvali batal, even 1,000, not nullified, could go in tevel, like untapped produce, v'shviz, and shmita, umayser, and maiser, behektish, and hektish, and therefore kashim b'minu when they're in the same type, sakmi batal, avashalib b'minu, but when it's not the same type, but nice and tam, it's a begivitz flavor. Now, v'hash to trade time ilomali. Now, why do I need two reasons for this aloch of tevel being asa b'mashu? They both are needed. Because like time, if I only had one reason, the because as permitted, like Yerushalmi says, I mean, I would have said, that's specifically the owners in this in town. So it has quote unquote permitted, because the owner could easily separate Truma and permit it. But if he's not in town, you technically could go to where the owner is. Since it's an effort and it has expenses, it's like that there's no permitted commercial pressure in town. Like Rabbi Tam explains, it's not called that there's permitted, only without effort and without expenses. We needed the reason over here in our Gemara, because just like it permits, so too it prohibits. We only had the reason of the Gemara over here. I mean, I would have said, it's not going to be prohibited, only full-fledged untied produce, the Ter B'mashu, which the heter is when I knew it, but other types of tevel, let's say the Maisa Rishon, which is untithed for the Trumas Maisa, which are the tithe of the type, the Ater Lava Mashu, they're actually the Heter is not with a minute amount. The Maisa and the Maisa, taking a tenth from the tenth, which the Levi has to give it to the Kohen, Boya Frushe, you have to give a tenth. How mean I would have thought to say that type of table, these two Lava Mashu, this is not a Mashu, the Kachitz, the time of the Yushama, they've been needed with the Yushama, the Yushama Tirin that has been permitted that they're also going to be also Bimashu.